I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day, home team of real estate teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening so much. Tell your friends all about it. So, Jay, here in this odd, crazy times, are the phones ringing at Jay Day and the Day home team of real estate teams?
They are. And it's we've got regular clients that are calling in. And we also have seen a big influx of people that were investors or are investors that owned rental properties. And they're looking to dump these rental properties. And I think it all sort of ties in. And I think you know where I'm leading with this one. There's been a lot of laws and a lot of things that have come into play with this whole coronavirus about evictions.
Oh, man, I've heard a lot about this now. This is a trending subject. So where does that – if you're the landlord, the property owner, how does that affect you?
Well, so the Center of Disease Control and Prevention used its authority to name the public health to be – basically to place an eviction moratorium that prevents landlords from evicting certain renters nationwide for the rest of this year.
So then what does the landlord do? How does the landlord make a living?
Well, and that's the challenge that's happening. You've got – and it's great that they're trying to help people that can't pay their rent. However, what's sort of got me baffled, and I know there are people that have applied for unemployment and are not getting the money, but there are people that are getting the money. There was some extra federal money that came out for people, too, where they might have made more money sitting at home than they were at their jobs.
That was trending through the first 3 or 4 months of the shutdown.
Yeah, but I also know there are people that still haven't received any of their money, and in that situation, I totally get it. I mean, if they were approved for unemployment but the money hasn't come yet, then they truly don't have any money to spend. However, on the other side of the coin, there's someone that owns that property that most of the time has a mortgage payment that needs to be paid.
Well, for the entire building, the building full of their apartments that they rent out to people.
Yeah, or I mean, think about it. Downtown Frederick, a lot of these places, it's not just buildings. They're row homes, townhomes, single-family homes, and these are all properties that people may rent out. So if we take out the apartment side of it, you have that portion as well. And these people might have, you know, relocated for another job, or they may have had to move into a different property, or they might not have been able to sell before because they owed more than what the place was worth, so they just turned it into a rental. Now we're creating a landslide of issues for people that were owning these properties. And when we're getting the phone calls, they're saying, you know, I have 2 rental properties. My people haven't paid rent in 5 months, and I just need to unload this thing. I can't afford paying this mortgage anymore. I don't want to be a landlord. Now that I've seen that the government can step in and basically say, hey, you know, I'm not going to make these people pay, and then you can't do anything to try and collect money. That impacts their credit, and like I said, it's a big snowball effect, and I don't think a lot of people thought about that. And, you know, the National Association of Realtors is putting out there, okay, this is great to protect the tenants. However, they're also homeowners that, quote-unquote, landlords that need some assistance as well. And because even if the mortgage company gives them a break, a forbearance, what will happen is that money will be due at a certain time, and that still is hitting their credit. They can't get a new mortgage. They can't do any refinance because they're considered late because they're in the forbearance status. They can get out of the forbearance by bringing it current, but if the tenant isn't going to pay and they've skipped 3 months of payments, that's not, you know, if they couldn't pay 1 month, they sure as heck can't pay 3 or 4 months at one time.
Well, Jay, I'm glad I'm not answering that phone with somebody asking these questions right now, because is there any relief for these people?
As of right now, not really, except they can try and get a forbearance. But again, that's just a temporary Band-Aid that it doesn't make that money go away. They're going to have to pay that money back.
Man.
And if they can't collect it, it's sort of creating a delay in the inevitable. And I mean, I think the court systems are going to be flooded once all this thing gets squared away with evictions. And, you know, also look at commercial real estate. There's still a ton of places with offices that are working remotely. I think that the commercial real estate side is going to suffer dramatically. And looking all around Frederick County, they're still building all these new office buildings, you know, the lower, smaller ones, right off of Monocacy Boulevard. And I'm just wondering, who was going to rent these places out?
I don't know, buddy. That's all very good questions. That's all great questions.
You know, and I know people get nervous about the real estate bubble popping. And we had, you know, I was in the business when the market was great and then it blew up. But that situation is not the same as what we have now. That situation was based on bad lending practices, overinflating what homes were worth, lending people money that should not have been getting money lended to them. Now what's going to happen is I think there will be a little bit of a foreclosure thing that happens, but it's going to be because of the lack of explanation for people when they decided that they were going to take a reprieve from their mortgage, when they were going to do a forbearance. From talking to people, they didn't realize, you know, I had one that we went to go to settlement and they said, hey, my payoff is a whole lot more than what I was expecting. And I said, well, did you stop paying the mortgage? Did you get a forbearance? Oh, yeah, I did. They told me I could pause my mortgage. And he's like, and my payoff is a whole lot more. I said, well, if you didn't pay it, you've got to pay that back. And then your interest is accruing at a higher rate because you're adding to the principal and you're adding more and more. So your payoff is going to be much higher. So I think that there is going to be a point where we do run into this unless the government steps in and does some type of a, you know, sort of like what they did with the car manufacturers where they sort of came in and tried to save them. But I wouldn't bet money on them coming in to save anybody. You know, I think the reality is we all have to depend on ourselves and not depend on the government to come in to bail us out and keep us safe.
This is one of the toughest subjects we've ever talked about ever since we started doing these real estate podcasts. This looks like a situation that could, I don't see a solution for everybody involved. Somebody's going to be hurt on this.
Oh yeah. And I mean, if you're listening to this and you have investment properties and, you know, even we tell people if you don't have a tenant in there now, it's probably, you know, and you want to sell it, it's going to be much easier to sell it vacant because, again, you know, your tenant may be paying you. They may not be paying you. What other investor is going to want to purchase your rental if there's no rental income? Most people are not going to be as into that.
That's why we call Jay and ask him those tough questions. Do we have a home of the week?
We do. This is one over in Lake Linganore in West Winds, 6800 Cherry Tree Court in Newmarket, Maryland, listed at $605,000. This is a beautiful all-brick colonial on a private lot. It backs to Ben's Branch Creek with access to all Lake Linganore amenities. And those amenities have been huge because this time of year, you know, people are out there in their kayaks and, you know, enjoying things out there in their canoes. Highlights of the great home include a two-story foyer, hardwood floors, a gourmet kitchen with a large island, cooktop, double wall ovens, an open concept kitchen and family room, a formal living room, dining room, and library. The upper level features a spacious master suite, which includes a walk-in closet, an ensuite with dual sinks, a jacuzzi tub, and walk-in shower. Three additional bedrooms and two full baths finish up that upper level. A sprawling, unfinished walkout basement has a rough-in for a bathroom. It offers ample storage space and possibilities. Recent updates include a new roof in 2019, a freshly sealed driveway, new interior paint, a large deck that was recently stained. Additional highlights include dual zone, heat and HVAC, an attached three-car garage, double staircase, natural gas hookup on the deck for your grill so you don't need to go out and worry about running out of propane during your cookouts. And then all the amenities that actually hit with Lake Linganore, including lake access, tennis courts, pools, volleyball courts, picnic areas, tot lots, walking trails, a little bit of everything in this this beautiful home. And if you want to see photos of it, you can go right to WFRE.com, look up Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast. And if you want to see it, give us a ring, and we can have someone from our team walk you through this beauty.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. With our weekly Real Estate Podcast, thank you for listening. Tell your friends all about it.